You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Cork. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Probably been better. Better spirits after yesterday.
He's talking about the Liverpool result.
Yeah. Desperate.
Oh dear. Perks of being a football fan, Andy.
Pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah. Oh well. Not like an evening card on the turf in Cork to cheer you up.
That's it, yeah. That'll keep me pecker up. So to speak.
Good stuff. Well, you'll be in the studio this evening as well, won't you? So anybody wanting to hear you live in action, well, tune in today to find out. But we'll get a look ahead anyway and see what you like, starting in the first race, which is the 4:45, which is a European Breeders' Fund auction maiden over 5 furlongs. And Grayscape is the even money favourite this morning. 4-1 for Andun Uesel. Third favourite is Mint Chai, who's 5-1. 6-1 for Love Is All Around. And 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the opening then, Andy?
I'd probably have to go with the form with Grayscape. He's had a couple of runs. Experience often counts, doesn't it, early on in the season. And he bumped into a very nice horse of Jim Boulder's called Tashkent Ashunta second time out at Tipperary. And that looks a really nice prospect. Both he and Hasselnot, the two market leaders, probably got sidetracked with a protracted duel that they had in the first 3 or 4 furlongs of that race. And they basically set it up for the Bulger runner, who stalked his prey in behind and took advantage of the other two soften each other up. So it wasn't a bad run, actually, from Grayscape to turn the tables on his old adversary, Hasselnot. Of course, he finished sixth in that very race. The Hasselnot was third in first time up at the Curra. Ben out of that race has won subsequently. The speed figures suggest both races were quite good. And as I said, with the experience that he's already got, he should be able to bag the stand side rail and hopefully get off the market the third time of asking.
On to the second race then, the 5:15. This is another Irish Stalling Farms EBF maiden, and this one's over 5 furlongs as well. And Arana heads the market at 11-10. It's 3-1 for Eisenhower. Knoxville Bullet is 4s, 8s for Ostatnia, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. This Arana at the top of the market. Wears the blinkers for the first time on his seasonal reappearance. A couple of decent efforts maidens last year, and Dermot Weld's in good form. Do you see him being a solid favourite?
Just about, yeah. He ran well on debut behind Rapid Applause, and the Warrior, of course, was second in that race. We've seen the Warrior run up to a decent standard subsequently. And the horse that beat him at Navan, Dandy Leakey from the Jurt Lion Stable, if I could say it right, certainly did nothing wrong for that form later on in the season with many good efforts in better races. He showed good speed on both of his starts. He's run well at Cork before, and as you said, the yard's going great gun. So he's probably the starting point and finishing point for many in this. Around about 5-4 this morning. Looks about the right price. Eisenhower, the second favourite, ran very green on his debut at Garran and is now dropping back to 5 furlongs. That looks a suck-it-and-see project if ever I saw one. I quite like one at a big price here that might just outrun her odds. I wish there was an extra runner here because I'd definitely be backing Well Done Me Each Way at 16-1 quoted at William Hill this morning. I think that looks overpriced. Even though she's very exposed at 11 runs and has only got a rating of 74... She's shown really good speed in her two runs at the Curra and Tipperary, respectively, on the two starts of the season, only to find that the fact that she's gone very quick on soft or heavy ground has just done her prospects little favours in the latter stages of both races. So I've got a feeling tonight on better ground, she's liable to see out the trip a little bit better. Like I say, one or two of these are still acclimatising to life as a racehorse, and she might just be able to get a bit of an advantage. It's just a speculator. I think Arana will probably win, but you could perhaps done well than mean a forecast with a favourite. And like I say, with her experience and a basic overall speed, I think she's going to be at least there or thereabouts going down to the furlong pole. So let's hope she can see it out.
Onto the 5:45 next race, 3 on the card. This is a handicap over 6 furlongs, and Aggression is the well-backed favourite this morning, 3-1 into 9-4. It's 4-1 for Great Wide Open. Shirasa is 5-1 with Sexy Legs. Saw's 9s with 5 Claw and 10s or bigger for the others. An interesting handicap this Sunday.
Definitely, yeah. Lots of potential nice horses for the future. Most notably the favourite here, Aggression, bought by Cattle Racing after a win on the all-weather at Dundalk in December. Represents an informed stable. Michael O'Callaghan, of course. And has got plenty of improvement to come. Slowly won the debut, did all its best work at the end. Burst clear to win, going away in the style of a nice horse. Could have done with a better draw. Track one's not ideal as they come down the standside rail. He's going to be marooned a little bit down the centre. So that's a slight concern. You've then got Sexy Legs, who makes her, not a reappearance, but her first run back on a decent surface. Following a heavy ground defeat at the Curragh on debut. She basically didn't get the trip, didn't stay on the ground, but a sharp 6 furlongs such as this should be absolutely ideal for a horse that was actually sent off at 9-2 joint favourite in one of the races at Royal Ascot last season. So she's obviously interesting. But I'm going to stick with my old friend, Great Wide Open, and hope that he handles the slightly quicker terrain that he encountered when he won at Tipperary for the podcast the other night in good style. That last furlong was the key to this Gelding's performance. He didn't really look like winning, but he ground out a victory when it seemed to be slipping through his fingers. And he's just very, very strong in the finish. He was also like catching first time at the Curragh over 6 furlongs when he was stuck out in the middle. I do really like this horse. I think he's potentially quite useful. It's just the ground. If he handles the conditions, there's nothing that'll be staying on stronger. So I'm going to stick with Great Wide Open. I think he's quite a nice horse in the making.
Okay, Great Wide Open for Andy in the 5:45. On to the 6:15 next. We're back into maiden company for this one. This one's a maiden over 7 furlongs, and Father Frost is the 7-4 favourite. 9-4 for Tadani, 9-2 for Frozen Lake, 7-1 for Captain Power, 10s for Lahardi and Shark Island, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with this Aidan O'Brien trained favourite, Andy. Son of Rip Van Winkle, cost 300,000 guineas, but he does wear the hood on debut, which suggests he's maybe not straightforward.
That would suggest that, but it certainly hasn't stopped punters lashing into him this morning. The odds checker board has lit up like a Christmas tree. He literally blew across the board to suggest he's obviously very well fancied tonight. And when there's been money for one of Aidan O'Brien's, they haven't usually missed the target in the early part of the season. They had a lovely filly out of Galileo called Fluff, who was well backed before her debut at Navan on Saturday, and that horse duly obliged. And this horse runs in the same colour, so it wouldn't surprise me if he's been showing up well at home. And, you know, who am I to disagree with the market? But because he's such a short price and I don't know anything about him other than he's obviously comes from an informed team, I'll probably go with Captain Power here from an each-way perspective. I like the way he ran on debut in a quite decent maiden at Navan on his Nace on his reappearance as a two-year-old. And the form of that race, I think, has worked out quite well enough to suggest that he could be competitive here, stepping up in trip. I do like the winner of that race. It's called Endless Drama. I urge podcasters to stay on the right side of Geo Lyons' charge. He bumped into a horse of Dermot Wells in that classic trial the other day, but nothing travelled better than that son of Luke De Vega. And the form in behind has worked out really well. I thought Cenotaph ran really well at Navan on Saturday. And we see Captain Power here, who was doing all his best work at the end. He certainly wasn't knocked about. He learned plenty from that. So I'm going to go with Captain Power each way. He's available back at 7-1. And that's not a bad price.
On to the 6:45 next race, 5 on the card. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs. And Bold 30 Quill heads to the market at 4-1. 9-2 for Bubbly Bellini and Trinity Force. 6 is for Booker. Straight of Zanzibar is 6-1. A bit of money for King's Riker by the look of it this morning. 8 into 6s and 15-2 or bigger prices for the other two. Who do you like in the 6:45, Andy?
Yeah, this one's the hardest race in the card for me tonight. They're going to bet 9-1, 5-1 the third. You can give loads of these chances. I'd certainly have a little bit of a look at Booker, who obviously goes really well fresh. She won first time up last year for the Watchman Camp. So that could be the key to her, striking while the iron's hot, as it were. And this is represents a drop-down in class from the two Group 3 races she ran them. After that victory, I'd certainly have her on my shortlist. And also straight to Zanzibar as well, who's fit after a solid all-weather campaign. He hardly ever put a foot wrong. He ran a series of good races, including his last run beyond Togaville. And he's got some good form on the turf as well. So not a race I'm going to spend too much time rattling about. But I do like Booker and straight to Zanzibar, and I'd probably be concentrating on those two.
couple of games field then for Andy in the 6:45. The 7:15 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap, an apprentice handicap over the extended mile. And Dane Quest is 7-2 at the top of the market. 4-1 for Eldemi, 5 for Water Sprite. Grays de Colour is 6-1, 13-2 for Delta Beat, 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not too many of these in any kind of form at the moment, Andy. So how do you play it?
No, there isn't. This is quite a perplexing race, isn't it, when you look at it? Lots of duck eggs, down the field efforts, hardly any wins. So something's going to come out of the woodwork here and do something that they haven't been doing of late. Which one it's going to be is quite difficult to predict. But I did quite like the performance of Eldemi the other night at Leopardstown in quite a hot handicap. It was a race I had an involvement in. I backed the second and third. So I've got a good idea of that form being quite useful. Obviously, the winner, Princess Alouford, followed up a victory 3 days earlier at the same track. And I thought Eldemi kept on quite nicely from the back of the field in the latter stages. So despite getting beat the upwards of 10 lengths, it certainly wasn't a bad effort. Speed figure that race suggests it was quite good. And basically, in a race like this, she's got to be competitive, surely, off a mark of just 61 with a lot of deadwood in the race. So she can build on that effort at Leopardstown the other night. I'd expect her to be competitive. And at 9-2, roughly this morning, she represents probably the best each-way value in the race.
Each-way poke for Andy then in the 7:55, and we finish the card with the 7:45 race 7, and we finish with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Maiden over the extended mile. Sidra is 13-8 at the top of the market, 7-4 for Zebek. Siege of Orleans is 11-2, 9-1 for Ferguson, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Priced up very much around the top two in the betting there, Andy. Do you see it between the Ox and the Weld runners here?
It looks that way, doesn't it? Yeah. You've got a straight fight out between two horses, been fourth on their debut, one last year, one this year. Sidra certainly ran as though she would appreciate further. She just got a little bit outpaced on debut rather than the fact that she didn't see out the trip. And I think she'll make up into a nice horse. But I'm going to have to go with Zebek, who comes out of that race, which I think will stop working out sooner rather than later. Now, although one or two in behind haven't done the form as well as I thought they would, I think the first four are useful. They pull well clear in a fast time. It went the way of Dermot Wells, Radenpaul. And with the Ox team in really good form, courtesy of a couple of winners of late, such as In My Pocket, who won a maiden at Navan on Sunday, Saturday, and Cabrata, who also won as well. Gives me hope that the John Ox camp are very reliable in the early part of the season, which is not a lot that can be said from their previous encounters in the early part of last season. Then I'd expect this Zebek to step up to the plate here. He looked a nice horse and he kept on really nicely under a tender ride without being duly punished. So just for the fact that this horse has got more experience this year and has had that run under its belt, Zebek just about gets the vote in the final race.
Okay, Zebek in the lucky last then. Let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
We'll do. Right, we'll start off with the Jolly in the first, Greyscape, with that experience under his belt. Take a bit of a punt that Well Done Me outruns her odds at a whopping 16-1 with William Hill this morning in the 5:15. Great wide open. Got to stick with him in the 5:45. I think he's still going the right way. Captain Power looks the each-way choice for me anyway in the 6:15, despite the money for Father Frost. Don't really fancy the 6:45, to be honest, but I'll put up a couple just to keep an eye on. Booker first time out and straight to Zanzibar because of his good runs of late on the all-weather. Eldemi ran really well in a hot race at Leopardstown the other night. That could well be good enough to see him, sorry, her competitive in the penultimate race. And in the final contest, I'd probably go with Zabak. That was a good run the first time up in a hot race at Tipperary, and he'll do for me in the last.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Andy. You'll be in the studio this evening as well, so enjoy the action and good luck today.
OK, cheers, buddy. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.